Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
Everyone, good morning. Glad to see everyone. My name is Justin Phelps. I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada. My title, I think, is different for each sport, and I think we can get into that. Currently, I'm the commissioner of NCSAA, which is a charter school sports league here, but I also freelance and do a lot of live professional sports and college sports across the country, and so we'll talk about that. But I got started with the college at Kent State University in Northern Ohio. Grew up in Cincinnati, huge sports fan, and kind of worked my way through sports from there.
Absolutely, and can you kind of talk about, because I know you got kind of I've seen so many photos of you on the sidelines, on the side of the basketball courts at college games, NBA games, WNBA games, NFL games, everywhere. And then I've also seen you in the broadcasting booth. So one of our students messaged me a question they wanted to know. Is there one that you prefer more than the other, being up in the broadcasting booth as opposed to being down on the sidelines?
As far as location goes, I think they're both fun. I like being right there on the sidelines and being, you know, on the you know, at center court, broadcasting games or announcing games. I just did a bunch of college games on Friday night, and I've got two tonight that I'll be doing here in Las Vegas. I've got the Creighton Arizona State college basketball game, followed by San Francisco and New Mexico. But I'll be right there center court with a microphone. When I do Raiders games, we are way up high. We're at the top of the stadium. And so you've got to really like squint or use binoculars to see what's going on with the action or use your monitor. So I think I'd rather just be right there in the middle of it.
That's exciting. And so for reference, I know that you had a background with a college team back east. Can you talk about working in college basketball? What that experience was like on the side of the court there?
Yeah, I was the director of basketball operations at a number of schools. I started out at South Carolina, the University of South Carolina, the Gamecocks. Went from there to Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles, and then ended up at the University of Tennessee, the Volunteers. Was also spent some time at Kent State. So I, you know, it's an incredible experience to be a part of college basketball. If you ever watch the SEC and what that's like against some really big time teams and sellout crowds, I think, you know, at Tennessee, we were playing in front of 30,000 people just about every night at a sellout crowd in the arena. And that's just an incredible experience to be a part of.
Absolutely. So I know a few of you guys, some of you here and some of you who are not here, had emailed me a variation of this question. So I'm going to kind of break it down and kind of sum this question up. So the kids wanted to know, is there any advice that you could give to them if they are interested in becoming collegiate athletes, student athletes at that next level, as someone who worked in college sports?
Yeah. So if you want to be a college athlete, you know, the first thing that most important thing is just to get out and play as many sports as possible. Don't hone in on one sport specifically. Try to do as many different things as you can. You don't want to have an overuse injury. So if you're a pitcher in baseball or you're a soccer player, you don't want to play that all year round and end up having an injury where you've used that body part over and over. Because if you get hurt as a young student athlete, it's tough sometimes to come back from that. But I would definitely be involved in as many things as possible. Meet as many people as you can. Do trainings, do tournaments, and try to get it to a collegiate program or a program after high school that you can excel in.
And I know there's a group of kids who are like student athletes here, and there's some group of kids who are like into news broadcast and all that kind of stuff, journalism. Yeah. Some of the kids, they wanted to know, what advice would you have for them if they're interested in broadcast journalism when it comes to sports? Like, what kind of things should they study or do to prepare to go down a career path like yours in professional sports?
Yeah, don't wait till you get in college to start doing this. So right now, it's, you know, for us, it's Christmas time or it's the holidays. Get yourself a podcast mic. and start doing as many games as possible, you know, whether it's just on TV, and get a mic and start recording yourself doing those games. Even if no one ever sees it, it's okay. Like, practice as many times as possible, get as much stuff on tape. And then when you do get to college, there's a number of different degrees you can get. Most people will do either sports management, or they'll do TV broadcasting or broadcasting. And then that's when you can make a bunch of contacts and do internships and start with your first job. But you don't have to wait until you get to college to start your career. You can start right now with just a microphone and watching live sports. Doesn't matter what sport it is.
That's great. One of the kids they had mentioned, they wanted to know, what was one of your most memorable moments in your career? We're going to do twofold. One as in college sports, and then mm-hmm. the other as a professional broadcaster. Like, what were some of the things that stand out in your career right now?
Yeah, so absolutely. Anytime you play or you compete in a sport, the ultimate goal is to win a championship. So I actually have my championship ring on from the University of Southern Miss. This is my Conference USA championship ring that we had won. That's a pretty memorable experience. Anytime you can win a championship and play in the NCAA tournament, that's a big deal. Some other big events that I've loved being a part of. I went to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game this year, went to the Super Bowl this year, just all those different things that in sports are just fun to be a part of those spectacles.
That's great. And so one of the kids, they wanted to know, do you have any experience with soccer, working it with that sport?
Yeah, I don't have as much experience in soccer as some of the other sports, but I do announce a lot of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas soccer games, do both men's and women's soccer games here. A lot of really good student athletes that come from not just the Las Vegas area, but they have student athletes from all over the globe. I think they have on the men's team, I think they have a couple players from England, a couple players from Italy. So to be able to do those games at UNLV is a lot of fun.
Yes, go Rebels. So I'm UNLV alumni. And so, mm-hmm. So one of the kids had emailed me yesterday and they wanted to know, what advice would you have for them? They're a student athlete, but they're a student mm-hmm. athlete overseas in Europe, and they want to get noticed by American schools. So what kind of things can they do as far as highlight reels or anything like that, getting their name out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a big deal. American schools love to have student athletes from overseas. And if you're a good student athlete and you want to come play in the United States, put as much stuff on tape, put it on social media, and tag as many coaches as you can. So, for instance, put stuff on YouTube, put stuff on Twitter, put stuff on Facebook, and tag all the programs that you'd be interested in. Tag those coaches. Make them see you and make them notice that you're a student athlete worth pursuing.
And any kids interested in helping getting coach information, anything like that, I put my email in the chat. So if you need help with that. And I know I've heard this before from people who are in your industry, that some colleges even prefer international student athletes to domestic, like here in the States. So you guys actually, who are international here, actually have an advantage, who play sports and are good athletes. So we're going to go with a few more student questions and then we'll let you go. But one of the students wanted to know, how have you seen technology influence the sports broadcasting industry?
This is an incredibly good question. So technology, in sports right now is changing the game completely. And it's always changed it. But right now you're seeing so much in scouting and data. Data is overtaking all sports. And so this goes from analytics to the way that games are played. If you're watching the World Cup right now, there's a ton of analytics. If you watch American football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, everything is analytical, but that doesn't just extend to the teams on the field or on the court or on the pitch. It extends to the viewer now. Like on the screen, they're putting so much information on, but that leads to, if you play fantasy sports, It leads to getting as much analysis and data for you as far as playing fantasy sports. Here in the United States, especially here in Las Vegas, betting, sports betting is a big trend. And I think eventually that will become nationwide, to where sports betting continues to be integrated into the game and fantasy sports as well. I'll tell you, there's a major hole right now in fantasy sports where they need analysts because it's such an incredibly popular game. So if you enjoy playing fantasy football or fantasy soccer or fantasy baseball, anything like that, and you want to be an analyst, grab a microphone and start talking about, you know, the players you like and put up YouTube videos and things like that. That's part of the technology enhancements that are continuing to happen in the game.
There's big money in that too, from what I hear, like in that industry, for people to work in that industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And also esports is another thing that, you know, Mr. Krause knows very well. Esports is taking over sports as well, where, you know, it's just another integration into what we're doing.
Absolutely. It's ever evolving. I love that. So one of the kids wanted to know, I'm going to kind of touch up on this and pulling this question. He wanted to know, what is your opinion about paid student athletes? Do you think it's making the game better, worse, or having no bearing at all?
I think it's changing the game at the college level as far as paid student athletes. You know, student athletes, I feel like were always taken care of, at least at the higher levels, in terms of they were receiving an education, they were receiving lots of clothing and food and board. But what was happening is at some of the bigger institutions, they were selling their jerseys, you know, with the kid's name on the back in the or their kid's number in the gift shop. And none of the student athletes were benefiting from that, or they were using their likeness. And so the university was making money, but the student who was actually out there putting in the time and work were not receiving any benefits for that. So something had to change on that level. There needed to be some kind of an equitable balance. But now it's gone the opposite way, to where it's almost the Wild Wild West and there's no rules being implemented, and kids are being able to be paid whatever they like. So I think there's got to be a happy balance there. I'm happy for the student athletes that they finally are receiving compensation. But I think if college sports wants to continue to be a collegiate sport, then I think that they have to have some kind of rules in place. And I don't know what that looks like, but I think it's definitely something that's going to happen, that's going to impact the game over the next few years.
Yeah, that's wild. Like student athletes making like millions of dollars. I think the Ohio State quarterback, millions of dollars. Yeah. Like, just play it. Like, I was like, that's insane. So we're going to let you go in a little bit. But before we do, we're going to do a few more questions. Sure. One of the kids wanted to know, first of all, a little background on this question. Do you know the term relegation, what they do in soccer overseas?
Yeah. So they basically, if they don't finish in a certain set of standings, they get moved down. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts of that being adopted in American sports to make it more exciting?
It would be interesting. I think there's definitely kind of a trend for that in American college football. I think you'll start seeing some of the Power Five schools, you know, join up together and basically kind of push out the smaller schools. And I think there could be something similar to that, to where, you know, there's an opportunity for some of the schools that aren't part of the Power Five conferences to move up to play those schools, and maybe some of the lesser schools to move down. I think it'd be fun. I'm for it.
I think I'd be even for it for professional sports as well.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Before we go, this is our final question. I asked this to all of our guests. Thank you, all the students who showed up and everyone who's watching. And thank you, Justin, for joining us. Mm-hmm. Justin, what kind of advice would you have for these kids as they go off into the world and figure out what they want to do? What kind of advice would you have for them as they kind of pursue their goals and dreams?
Yeah, find something that you really love doing. And if that's in sports, then pursue that. Again, you don't need permission. You don't need someone to tell you how to do it. Like, create your own lane. But more importantly, do something you love. For me, I've kind of created a situation where I work the jobs I want to work in sports. I set my own schedule. I don't do things that I don't want to do because then it becomes a job and that's not fun, you know, and then you don't want to do that anymore. So if you want to work in sports, start now, make as many contacts as possible, make your own lane.
Man, we cannot thank you enough. And everyone on here, thank you guys for joining us. We have a list of upcoming guests over there in the chat. And if I don't see anyone before the holidays, happy holidays. I hope everyone stays healthy, happy, and safe. So Justin, before I end the meeting for all, before I shut it down, I'm going to let everyone unmute. And can we say thank you real quick to Justin for taking time out of his busy morning to come talk to us? Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. It was nice meeting you.